The Africa Film Festival is back for a second time, and it's showcasing more films reflecting the continent. On their first edition, the film festival was located at the multicultural suburb of Parramatta in Western Sydney. And this year, they'll be hosting the films at the iconic Sydney Opera House. The festival will also host workshops, a forum, and closing night party. The Wise Martin Davis spoke with festival director Esther Mumbi Inga about this year's event.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Unbelievable. I didn't even think would be mentioning that venue anytime soon, but here we are.
And in terms of this year's film festival, what's the theme of it? What's the intent of it?
This year is to empower African Australian filmmakers. That's our main highlight. Even though a majority of the films that we'll be screening are from outside Australia, and that is not because that's necessarily how we wanted it. It's because we cannot find local films because African Australians have stopped making films. And this is one thing that we're hoping through the festival, that we can work with the filmmakers and stakeholders to address. So, and because of that, we've got a few events besides the screening to try and encourage this, to try and address this. And one of those things is we've partnered with UTS, University of Technology Sydney, to do a two-day animation workshop. And this is targeting young people to try and get them interested or to have a feel of what the industry looks like. We had a survey. We reached out to filmmakers, African Australian filmmakers, to try and understand what the challenges are.
What is preventing young Australian African from making films?
One of the challenges is just lack of a network because, you know, we are still very young in this country. We don't have networks. And so I think eventually with time, people give up because you produce all this content, but you don't know where to go next from there. AFTAS are supporting this forum. They've sponsored it, Screen New South Wales, Screen Australia, and potentially SBS. To come in and have a conversation with these African-Australian filmmakers and, first of all, build the network, but people don't actually know where to look. So we hope to be a hub where at least we know once a year if African filmmakers are looking for some information.
And to an extent, is there also a little bit of the you can't be what you can't see? And so does your film festival help with that message as well to young African filmmakers here in Australia?
Yes, exactly. There was an article and they were talking about how underrepresented, they highlighted people with disabilities, Africans and Asians. And they were saying the Africans, only 1.4% of Africans are represented on screen, which is apparently way below what they target. And so when people are not seeing themselves on screen, then what you're saying is you cannot be what you can't see. You don't see yourselves on screen. So people think, well, this is not for us. There's no platform for us to tell our stories, to show our films. And so through this festival, we want to tell them, hey, there is somewhere where you can we can show your films. And we're going to try and bring an audience to see your films.
And away from appealing to the young filmmakers, what would anybody who can come along see at your film festival? What's the highlights at this, your second African film festival?
Yes, it's hard to pick which is your favorite child, isn't it? But what I will say is we've got a very powerful documentary called Sudan, Remember Us. And this is a film about Sudanese youth who are, I would say, creating resistance through poetry and music. And they're showing us how this resistance fueled a revolution in 2019. And the urgency of this film is actually amplified by today's reality. According to UNHCR, Sudan now has the highest number of displaced people in the world. I believe more than 10 million because of the ongoing conflict that has erased homes, communities, and future. And in Australia, this story carries even more weight because we are at a time where I understand the country is not really taking any new refugees from Africa. There's a very unique musical film called Nteregu from Guinea-Bissau. Guinea-Bissau is not a country that we hear about often, and it's just so beautiful to see how unique and diverse Africa can be. Maybe the third one I can say is Fanon, which is showing to be very popular this year. It's about Franz Fanon, a psychiatrist whose writing has been studied a lot, and it shaped liberation movements from Africa to the Caribbean to perhaps even Aboriginal Australia.
Esther Mumbi Inga from Africa Film Festival there, speaking with The Wire's Martin Davis.